The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. This podcast will contain vulgar and
inappropriate language.
Yeah. All sorts of inappropriateness.
Alcohol consumption.
Live at Beerfield. That's why BeerfieldsNY.com. This podcast, well,
hopefully it will stay dry.
Yeah, we're live outside, so.
Lightning bolts, wrath of God type of shit.
Yeah, man.
Cats and dogs living together.
Yeah, this podcast will contain some spoilers, maybe. Maybe not. Live music, interviews, and whatnot. Our opinions are all our opinions. Doesn't reflect opinions from All Like Radio. Even though it should. I think that's about it. Alright, Elvis. You know what to do.
Yes, I do.
Hit that shit!
Not what I just did, but this.
Hit!
I'm still, like, discombobulated.
Hello and welcome to the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
And I'm Jameson.
And we are the Elvis and Alfred Show, live from Beerfield.
We are on the secondhand smoke section of the stage.
BeerfieldsNY.com.
Here's a saxophone, Alfred.
This is the soberest we'll all be for the rest of the day.
Maybe right for a good hour.
Soberest?
Not,
soberest.
Okay.
Mostest,
not
mostest sober. Most soberest.
And he's failed already.
Damn it.
I will be sober the whole time.
Boo. I'm going to try to be sober because
that's
we have a
party
day.
Boobers. How hard are you going
to
try?
I have a bachelor party to go to after this.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That worked.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to that one, but I'm not going.
We have catch up towards the end.
Is this the Pennsylvania one that Nick's
going to do? No. Are they doing the
bar crawl?
Are they doing the bar crawl? I'll do the bar crawl.
Yeah.
It's they're doing the paintball.
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing the patchwork walk.
Yeah,
right?
They started patchwork at the hand. And at the
hand. Iron Cheek.
That's easy.
The Iron Cheek has to go on too, way too fucking late tonight. Yeah.
Oh, they are going way too late tonight.
Yeah.
Why? Isn't that perfect?
No, that I would have liked 10 to 11.
What? Why?
Because I'm pretty sure I'm the one driving all the drunk people at 11 o'clock over to the half penny.
That's dumb.
Well, it's probably what time I'm going to meet up with them, so I'm going to
throw them in
nice.
A taxi.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
So we're at Beerfields. Which is the craft beer festival here in the Long Island at the Brookhaven Amphitheater. And we have, 250 beers to be tasted.
And I will do my best to get through as many of them as possible.
Do we also have all access with
this? I think so. I think we can get up into that liquor
station. Where the whiskey is.
So Alfred Drink Whiskey will be drinking whiskey at Beerfields because that's what I do.
And we are joined right now by our roadies, Lauren and Charlie.
Hey.
That's right.
You Charlie, know maybe we'll play your band song today.
We are
going to
play your band song.
Which one? We have 21 songs on that album, I think, of all of them way too jam-packed with fucking clips from movies and dumb shit.
I love it.
Way to get us sued.
You have to be acknowledged to be sued, so we'll take that.
What's the name of your band, Charlie?
Reason Enough.
Reason Enough.
That's right.
And on Facebook, it's Reason Enough.
Reason Enough on Facebook. We're playing with Biohazard July 24th
Hells
Staten Island. Yeah, they're still around. And so is Staten Island.
Is it the black and blue?
What's that?
Is it the black and blue or no?
Black and blue is New York City, buddy.
That's usually
I don't know.
That's usually a Brooklyn Bowl or Webster Hall.
It was Webster Hall this year in April.
Yeah. No, May.
Oh, no, May.
Yeah,
sorry.
My birthday weekend.
That's right.
It was at The Well last year. Yeah. Which was just an abandoned building with a big backyard.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty
that
neat,
That is
actually.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, and the men's bathroom line was like an hour long.
Yeah,
in an empty backyard. It's called Use Defense.
Yeah, right.
Dad, you're not stopping me.
So it makes sense.
It's a bunch of hardcore kids. There's no judgment there.
But even then, hardcore show, where else is there going to be way more dudes that the bathroom line is going to be much longer than the girls' line? All seven girls don't have to go to the bathroom at once.
And if they do, they plan to be, so they'll all share the stall.
Actually, I just stood next to her in line and just went in the women's room just because it was a much shorter line.
It's perfect.
Did it work?
Yeah,
it sure did.
You're like, back off of a ladies. Yeah. Out your vaginas. Back off of a butch lesbian.
Oh, man, I'd make a good butch lesbian. Especially with this 5 o'clock shadow.
Ladies, you like flannel?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Who wants to rub against my cheek?
We played your band before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what song or no?
Nah, no. That I don't
know. No, they're all terrible.
I like it. I didn't say it was terrible.
Yeah, it was probably the longest one on the album.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. To be honest with you, that's usually
what we do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Steal
yeah.
some time.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That works.
So whatever that one is, yeah. we played it.
It was probably finished with you because it was almost 4 minutes long.
I was going to say, that's our fucking epic. That's our fucking 4 minute fucking song.
If we don't like it, we don't play it. If you suck, we don't play it at
all. Or your friend.
Yeah. Fuck you. Actually, that might make it worse.
We would actually tear the shit out of it if it sucked. Like, if you tell us that you have a band and you want us to play it, and you send us a fucking MP3, if it sucks, we'll fucking play it, and we'll tell you suck.
We will interrupt it and start badmouthing.
My friend Chris has sent us so many songs, and I haven't even told you guys because his band is so bad.
We have to play it today.
No. I won't.
No. In an hour from now, when we're nice and saucy, we're playing 30 seconds of it. Oh, I want to know.
Which 30 seconds?
I don't know.
Play like...
The breakdown.
53 seconds to 123.
Yeah, yes. Right? Usually like, right 40, now, yeah. like 40 seconds is probably like the hit mark for like the first chorus, right?
I like the kid too much to rip him apart about his band because he tries so hard.
All right.
You know?
All right.
Jameson has a soul sometimes.
And you have to go to the bathroom at least once today.
give it an hour. I'm drunk. I'm soulless again.
I'll have security hold him up at the gate over here. Yeah.
Did you tell him that his band sucked?
No.
Oh, man. You got to be a friend, bro. Everybody's probably filling his ego. Like, yeah, good job,
guy. I'm pretty sure he knows his band sucks. But I think all of his bands that he's always been in suck.
Oh.
So.
One of those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What kind of music is it?
Like Elvis and our band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like our band.
Yeah. Exactly. You probably played with his old band.
Hey, wait a minute. We're supposed to have a band. We talked about that drunk one night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to have
Alfred's selling his drum set because he's a faggot.
Boo.
Faggot.
I can't say that anymore.
No.
I feel like that has nothing to do with selling
musical
instruments.
I'm buying a table saw. That's the most fucking gayest thing ever, right? Me buying a fucking table saw.
Way to be gay and build things with your hands, Alfred.
Yeah. With your soft, feminine hands.
It's all right. All love is legal now.
Yes.
Now you and Elvis can officially get married.
That's right, New York. That's right, America.
Yeah.
That's right, America.
They can get Elvis's benefits.
But I need
I need to get on your shit, dude. I need some dental.
I need a dental plan, so...
You don't have a dental plan?
No.
What the fuck? Do you not have a dental?
Because I work for the government, and they're like, here's healthcare.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I want to get... Oh, whatever. Oh, yeah. Forget it. Nullified.
Yeah. So, any guys out there who have a good dental plan, I'm available.
And he gives awesome blowjobs.
I do. I do.
I know from because
he has
Charlie's
no teeth,
experience.
Which is why he needs a good dental plan.
unless gum jobs are your thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I gotta go like Rose from the Golden Girls with that one, man. She was always the slutty one, right? That's how I got Golden Girls. Right? Rose was the slutty one. B. Arthur was the super queen bitch, right?
What was her name on the show?
B. Arthur?
B. Arthur. Was it B. Arthur?
Did they call her B. Arthur? They were like season 3, they were like, just call you B. Arthur.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
No, it's Blanche. Blanche was the...
Blanche.
Badass.
Yeah, Blanche was
Blanche,
Blanche
was
the whore.
The whore? Yeah. So who was Rose?
Rose was the old Betty White.
Oh, okay.
And no, damn it.
I don't know my Golden Girls.
I can tell you, I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of the Golden Girls.
Some of that shit is hilarious.
I'm missing out.
I do know, however, that the mother was the youngest one on the fucking show.
I know, and she was like all in makeup
fucked
and
up.
Shit. You fucked me
was
up.
Was that Estelle Getty? Is that her name?
Yes. Yes, it was.
How do I know all these fucking actresses' names?
Because you watch Golden Girls.
I didn't. I don't know their names on the show.
Drunk Charlie watches Golden Girls in marathons.
And he eats cottage cheese out of a and he has naked pictures of B. Arthur.
naked pictures of B. Arthur, a cottage cheese, and a football.
They made a book out of that movie?
Oh, man. But there we're going to sample some more beers here at Beer Fields. We're going
to
wait
it's
for...
It's just about to kick off, right? I think doors are opening now for VIP.
VIP started 10 minutes ago.
And then the debauchery will
down here
begin.
Yet.
Shit is about to pop.
Yes.
Pop off.
Yeah. Pop, pop.
Beer is much farther away this year.
Nah.
Upper parking lot.
I got my girl in Ireland beer right there. Some old good.
They sectioned off part of the parking lot and it has a ton of beer up there, too.
Oh, so
this whole section.
Oh,
yeah, that whole section.
So there's more beer than ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
And no parking. at all.
We parked. Who cares?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we parked.
They could go park in whatever the hell town this is, Farmingville.
I'm going to take a picture. I want to show you, Internet, about how the Hollywood signs got here with the beer fields.
They spelt it wrong. It says beer space fields.
Beer.
Space fields.
Space fields.
I want to go to that festival.
That sounds like a party.
Yes.
Yo, we're taking the beer to space, motherfucker!
It's right next to the Sea of Tranquility is the beer space field.
So these guys are going to go drink. Charlie, pick a song from your album.
Fuck Mercy.
Fuck Mercy.
All right.
That's our single. That's our hit.
You'll hear this, kids, on your local pop.
Is she cute?
It's Marcy. It was actually about Marcy.
Okay. Well, here's Fuck Mercy from Reason Enough off the album The Time Is Upon Us.
Fuck yeah.
We do not train to be merciful here. Mercy is for the weak. Here, on the street, in competition, a man confronts you. He is the enemy. An enemy deserves no mercy.
The time is upon us. Revenge so sweet. Payback is now. Blood in the street. Every time I look your face, I see everything I hate. Your existence touches me. I have waited for this day to come. Everything that you are is a lie. You only live to deceive. Left me bleeding on my back to die. How could I ever believe? What mercy? Taking only what you need to survive. The rest you cast it aside. Now the time has come for taking you back. As you beg for your life, so for mercy.
That was Reason Enough with Fuck Mercy on this curse-filled Elvis and Albert show from Beerfield Studio.
Motherfucker. You put this all-access bracelet tighter. Did you? I mean, your prom date probably hated her corsage the whole time.
She bled to death. Leave her alone.
I'm trying to ease this out, but it's not working.
Sorry, you're the first victim.
Oh, God, you suck. How about yours? Everybody else is nicey nice?
Very nice.
I mean, I can't get it around the other one, but it's still not terribly... You know what, though? He missed all the hair.
That's like, what I was concentrating on, was docking the hair.
And I appreciate
fucking
that.
Asian guy.
You have hair. I see it. There's
I know,
hair.
But God damn it. It's like silk. You know, man?
He's naturally smooth.
He and this guy's like, thank God I shaved my arms. I'm like... Yeah, not you.
Are you both shaving your arms?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a hairy Chewbacca looking Wookiee.
Yeah, dude, feel his arms, man. That's fucking like 150 grit right here. Let me feel you. You're probably like 220. Oh yeah, bro. You're fine, bro. That's like 220 right there, man.
I am sandpaper.
I love how he talks in wood terms all the time.
Where's your beard, Alfred? Where's your woodworking beard?
I tried going one last over the last week because my boss is like, where's your beard, man? Like, you're going to work in a shop, you got no beard. I'm like, I can grow a Fu Manchu for you if you really want. That's about it.
Then Alfred automatically becomes the Asian villain of the wood shop.
I'll grow it out in 4 days, man. I'll show you what I got.
You're going to die, Mr. Bond.
He has a cat at work for some reason.
I'm sure Nikolai will give you another all-access pass.
I'll ask him.
I don't know, man. He's probably limited.
I know, right?
And then you can sell that one for like $30 upstairs somewhere.
Yeah. I'm gonna
get that money.
I'll go find some like underage girl right here who's a little questionable. I'll be like, yo, you want all access?
Yeah, the Blue Jameson.
Yeah. Let's go take a little trip to the porta potty.
Woo, porta barn!
That's where the magic happens.
That's where the magic happens, baby!
You want this all access
it's been
pass?
So long I better get your to the porta potty.
You haven't been to Warp Tour if you haven't been in a porta potty with a questionable age fucking girl. Right, Jameson?
Last year? What?
No. Daddy?
That's why she was
nice
calling me Daddy.
Daddy.
I just had that conversation with somebody. Who the fuck was I talking to? Fuck, I can't remember. I was telling them that story, and they just started stuck. I think it was PJ. When we were at AMH for
this
Voodoo
guy.
Glow Skulls. We actually went to go see Voodoo Glow Skulls a couple of nights ago. Awesome.
Nice.
At AMH?
AMH, yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I knew about that.
Yeah.
I was working anyway. Never mind.
But I told them the story. I was like, dude, I'm like, and they were there to see Bayside. I was like, those girls are fucking all over these guys. Yeah, they're older than me. You call me dad, but you're going to see the fuck you. She ruined my fucking day.
He tells me this story today, like the day, and the next day, and then he's like, I gotta tell you something. It's been bothering me for like 24 hours now. And I'm like, oh shit! Like he got really serious. We're driving somewhere to go to like another show or something. I'm like, oh fuck, he's gonna lay down some fucking
like, he got
some real
he
talk
got,
or something.
He got raped
right?
yesterday, didn't he?
He's like, so I was walking around Warped Tour at Jones Beach, and this girl comes up behind me, touches my arm, and goes,
"Hi, Dad."
"Hi, Dad."
And I just pointed and laughed.
He's like, "Did she just call you Dad?" I think she did.
See, and I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he said, "Nice tats," and you heard. "Hi, Dad."
Yeah.
He's like, nah, nah.
It was clear.
No, she got you confused with Dat Fan, the comedian. He was like, "Hi, Dad." That's what it was, right?
And then he's like, "Do you think I'm that old? I mean, am I getting old?" I'm like, "You are getting older, dude." I mean, how?
I got really sad. It was like my first realization, like, fuck. Maybe I can't bang 19-year-olds anymore. But then a couple of weeks later, I fucked a 22-year-old. I feel good about myself still.
Well, Jameson, did I for deal tonight? Who's your daddy? What does he look like?
Yeah. You just gotta find the ones with daddy issues now. It's perfect.
I think we're a little too old for Warped Tour. You know,
I was thinking about going again this year, though.
No,
you know who's not going with you this year?
No me. Effects.
Anybody?
Yeah. No effects.
Is no effects there? No.
No.
Not going.
It's just gonna be all bands whose names are phrases. Like, I am this guy, and we are someone else, and we all enjoy the same things, and stuff like that.
Capricorn and Kaji Cuckoos.
Yeah. We formed on a Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go. It's
Hey, yo, Warped Tour!
You use a pronoun, and the day of the week, and a verb, and that's the formula.
I am Kaji Gugu and the Truffle Butters.
Now, when you say truffle butter, what do you mean?
James,
I know exactly what he means. Now I know exactly what he means.
Yeah, nice.
Don't look it up. It's terrible.
No, seriously.
Scar you from life.
If you're interested, type in truffle butters in your Google search bar.
Well, take off the restrictions first. Hey. Otherwise, you're not going to get the answer we're looking for.
Like, oh, truffle oil. It's delicious.
Yeah. No, never that. Go on to your Facebook page and look up the Elvis and Alfred Show and like our fucking Facebook page and post as many truffle butters images as you want.
Oh. To at JMO Cures Cancer on Twitter.
Because we are the Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Or whenever they feel like playing us, to be honest with you. I don't even know anymore.
Download it. That's what I care about. Download it whenever you want.
I don't think it's
download
the issue it. Of them playing us as it is you getting the show in on time.
That's right. Because I fucked up.
So happy August, everybody.
Yeah.
How was your Labor Day?
How was 2015 for you? Did you get your flying skateboards yet?
This Friday and Saturday, I will be DJing the Halloween parties at the Hand Penny Pub.
And I'll be turning 40. Look, people fucking... They're fucking staging pictures already at Bearfields. I gotta put up a sticker on
that. Oh my god, we need a selfie with the Bearfield sign. Oh, we should have got the selfie stick. For
I can't wait.
I just want to put my fucking bare ass through like the bottom beam. It just like for every photo.
Oh man, yo, you get the bottom one. I'll stand on your back and put my ass through the top of the beam.
Jameson, remember that hip? Jameson, remember that hip toss I did to you in Vegas?
His stick will go through.
I'm gonna do that to you through one of these sides.
Jameson, put your dick through
I'll
the
beam. Put my dick through the arm. You guys see your asses in the beam. I'll put my dick through the arm. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's how it's going.
Is that for me?
Riddick.
Riddick. It'll be your dick.
Dick, you get it?
You see what I did there?
Riddick!
Because I'm thirsty. Let's take a break.
This is our last year here at Beerfields. It'll be well worth it.
Good thing we didn't throw that switch, huh?
I want to flip it on. I want to know.
We'll do it at the end of the night and run.
Yes.
I'll play another song now.
Victor Latino will be like, no!
I'm Victor Latino. I will have my vengeance against Alfred the Filipino. All right. Since we're talking about Voodoo Glow Skulls, I'll play Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Yes.
Nice.
This is El Cuckoo from Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Achy Cuckoo.
Was Voodoo Glow Skulls with El Cuckoo. They are on tour now somewhere in the country. That feedback was not from us. That's from the stage here at Beerfields. So while they're doing lots of loud sound checks, we're going to go walk around and I'm going to look at people get drunk. Mostly my co-host. So we'll be right back. And it's going to be like magic. We're going to be back like right after this cut. And we're back.
Yeah!
Segway!
Yeah! Welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred Show here on More Like Radio. Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your mom's friends.
Tell your little sisters.
Yeah. Yeah. It is also graduation day here on Long Island, too. There's about 3 different high schools having graduations.
Yes. More to the pool. I like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love all those strip clubs around the country now hiring class of 2015.
make your parents proud.
I hope Mersh Mike, whatever he wants to be called now,
Mersh Mike,
is doing that at his place. Mike Mersch? What do we call him now?
So this year, Beerfield, it's I think it's a lot spread out better, I think. The way that we went straight up from the stage.
Yeah, up, to, have up whole, the hill.
Yeah. You saw it.
Yeah.
So I think it's bigger, right? Because it used to be like right by the where the VIP entrance is. Like over there, right?
Yeah, there was more beer down here last year.
Yeah.
They took all the beer off the hill and put it up in the parking lot.
Yeah. And they added more to the parking lot.
Yeah, there's a shitload.
Yeah.
I still haven't been over to that other side. I walked around it, but nothing was open before. So I haven't even seen what it looks like. If it's like packed out or what.
That looks like it has every year.
Who is playing right now?
This is supposed to be Shinobi Ninja.
Shinobi Ninja?
But
it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god, shut up. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
We don't care.
There's a white dude with no shirt, backwards hat, and it looks like he's about to go on a rap. Tell me he's the rapper.
No, he's the DJ. This guy's the rapper. The guy that came up and shook our hand and gave us stickers?
Yeah.
That's this guy singing.
Oh! I mean, cool!
And he wants to sit down and talk to us.
All right.
Yay.
So that's all edited out again.
And we're back!
And we're back.
Segway!
Yeah! Shinobi Ninja's on! They're really cool stickers! You should follow them on Facebook, Shinobi Ninja!
And, you guys walked around. I walked all the way back to my truck to get sunglasses. It's overcast and I need sunglasses.
No, I hear you, dude.
I am a fucking vampire. You work during the day now, so you do see the sunlight.
It's only a month, bro.
Yeah, but you wake up in the morning now with sort of no problem, right?
But I've been working fucking nights for fucking over 10 years, this guy.
Yeah, but you've been adapting, I'm assuming.
Nah. The only thing I adapted from is, like, waking up sucks. Yeah. I just like where I'm going to, but the waking up process sucks, dude. I have 3 different alarms, man.
Yeah, like have them scattered all over the house.
I have
one just
iPad.
Within reach.
Yeah.
One just out of reach.
One is
one across
reach.
The room.
iPhone is by my head. My iPad is hooked up to my stereo system that plays Careless Whisper. I have that one. I literally have to fucking like go across the room and brush off. But waking up sucks. It's for the fucking birds. That's exactly what it's for.
Yeah, your next step though is that alarm clock that actually shoots you with like a Nerf dart in the head.
Yeah. Do you see that one?
Yeah.
That one or the one that like, what the fuck was it? It's like that one that like shoots a helicopter or some shit.
I haven't seen that one. I've seen the laser one too. There's like a light show above you.
Like the only way to turn off the helicopter is to fucking press like snooze or off from the beat. It's weird.
Interesting.
Oh man. They're rocking out now. Shinobi Ninja. Are they on Spotify?
Possibly.
I like playing Shinobi.
Shinobi Ninja.
You have the stickers on.
I'll put it up on our banner already.
Oh.
Shinobi Ninja.
Hey, are you playing it?
I have my idea.
What'd you guys taste so far?
I just did the Long Island Summer.
All right.
I'm going to go over and check out Great South Bay in a little bit.
Yeah, Long Island. I did their NOFO, Celtic Ale, and the Summer Ale.
How's the NOFO?
NOFO is probably, I think, the best one there.
Yeah?
It's nice and, like, it has a, like a, not a fruity, more like a flowery kind of taste to it.
Okay.
Like a coriander, I think it's in it. Some shit like that. It tastes kind of like a gin, put it that way. Like a gin of a beer. Like a Tanqueray. You know how Tanqueray,
yep,
of all gins has that like flowery kind of a taste to it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, you guys aren't really beer drinkers, though, so...
That's why I'm drinking. This is why I only had one.
Okay.
It's not those tasting cups like last year. It's actually full of fucking pints, though.
I did take 3 peas, though. I am about to take another one, because I cannot hold my beer.
Well, that's because both of you guys drink whiskey on the rocks, so
yeah.
Your body's like, this is way too much liquid this quick.
And you just hooked up a kegerator over there, which is the only beer I'll be drinking for the rest of the day.
Now, what is it? It's mystery beer.
We got all sorts up in here in the back of the amphitheater, thanks to Victor Latino!
Latino!
What are that horn thing they have in?
We're never going to get on Party 105 with these jokes.
Maybe we'll get on My Country 96.1.
Oh, obviously. With your host, White Power Jameson.
Oh, man. Jameson and I, we just actually saw your friend with, what is that, the brewery tour?
Brew Bus.
Yeah, man. Remember 2 years ago?
Was it 2 years ago?
It was last year.
Yeah. Was it last year?
My friend Brad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He was talking about this Brew Bus that he wanted to do. It was this big untapped market. About doing tours to all the vineyards, because that's what it was, but to all the breweries, because we have so many on Long Island now. So now they do a North Fork trip, and they do a South Fork trip, and then they also do trips to the Paramount. They have a full like yellow school bus that they redid, painted up with all the different breweries.
Nice wood, nice hardwood floors, right, Alfred?
Yeah, man.
Hardwood floors. They have a DJ booth. They have a hookup for kegs. All kinds of shit.
We're going to pressure him to let us do a show there later on.
Yeah.
Oh, I already told him.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do that. I'm going to try and do a couple of trips.
We'll zip tie this table down.
You said you can hook up right here. So I'll let right here. I'm like, done.
Yeah. Out of the DJ booth, out of that thing, you can just hook us right in.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going to get like 40 of our friends to just do it. And if you use his promo code.
Promo code 666 saves you $5. And it gives me $5, so use it.
At librewbus.com?
Librewbus.com, yeah.
.net.com.
James, it's like, the guy's like, what do you want to use for your promo code? He's like, what? Your promo code. So if they put in a promo code, then it goes directly to you. James, like, did anybody get 666 yet? The guy's like, really? He's like, yeah, man.
What's up?
So, yeah. Give Jameson your monies. All of your money.
I need your monies.
All of them. With coupon code 666.
We need more headphone adapters, people. Give him the money.
Yeah. We really do. Radio Shack is out of business. We don't know where to go.
That'll be our Elvis and Alpha Show fund. That'll be our savings account.
Yeah. LIBrewTours.com. Coupon code 666. 666.
Wait, what's the website?
What?
What's the website?
LongIslandBrewBus.com.
There we go.
Gotcha Google.org.
That is so goddamn loud, even my I can barely hear.
Over the ear headphones.
What's up?
You gotta get over the ear headphones.
Yeah.
And now we're selling. Yelling!
Oh, I'm yelling.
I'm sure.
I know I'm yelling.
Albert's gonna have a hell of a time editing this episode.
I have a hell of a
time. Why are these levels so fucked?
I have a hell of a time editing any live show we do. Any live show we do.
It gets louder, so we start yelling.
It doesn't matter. Like, I just pinch the waves.
Yeah.
All down.
Sexually pinches them.
Yeah. With my dick! But, yeah.
It's a weird editing tool that they added to Pro Tools.
Where is pinch with my dick tool? There it is.
So we're actually going to have Brad stop down a little bit later. I think we have Orlando from the Shark. He's going to stop by.
94.3. The Shark.
The Shark on
Long Island. Island 94.3.
I think he's going to bring the Shark girls with him. Who are also, some of them are the Long Island, the New York Islanders Ice Girls. So we'll be
guys,
hanging out with pretty girls.
Nikolai's supervising us. He wants no part of the show.
Nikolai is over today already. Yeah. Nikolai doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Alright, well, we'll come back.
How much time are we on the
We're about a little over a half hour into the first hour.
We'll be back.
Cool.
So I'm going to play a song.
Play some Iron Cheek. Go to see Iron Cheek after this, so.
Alright, let's play They have no songs about drinking.
That's a truffle butter.
Let's go with Bogus Journey from the Constant One from Iron Sheik. That was Iron Chic with Bogus Journey off their album The Consulate here at the Elton Albert Show at MoreLikeRadio.com. Coming to you live from Beerfields, New York in Farmingville.
I'm like, why are you talking when I'm talking to you?
You can edit the sound part out, but I had to back sell.
What, the one me yelling at you?
No, the back sell the Iron Chic song.
Oh, yeah.
You can check out Iron Chic on the Facebook, on the Twitter probably, on the everything social media. And I'm sure they got a website too.
Are you guys still recording?
Yes.
I thought you said we were taking a break.
We're doing a segue out, man.
Yes.
What?
I'm just doing a back sell for Iron Chic, goddammit.
Oh.
July 10th at the Paramount with timeshares and the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah.
Oh, the 90s music.
Oh, God, it's going to be so good.
Again, come and give me your money.
666.
Long Island Brewbus.com.
Yes, that's
ParamountNY.com.
SpilloJudian.com.
Jameson'sJump.xxx.
Oh, shit, now we got the Monster Rehab back of us.
Oh, yes.
All right, everything's coming around.
Yeah.
There's the catering, guys.
We got the keg. We got
Who's
the
got the catering?
Yeah, I want a pulled pork sandwich.
It was specifically on our rider.
We should definitely come up with a rider next year.
Yeah.
Just like,
see a freak if it,
it'd be awesome.
Just to flip out Nikolai.
Yeah.
No!
I'm definitely doing that.
I'm following
that. That's gonna be the craziest
shit. Hey, bye, you're definitely doing it. It's, you'll have to email it to one of us from your phone because your computer's still broken, correct?
Why? I can email it straight from my phone to whoever.
No, we need to print it out and make it look real official.
Can I print it out, man?
You have a printer phone? Awesome!
Good, we're good.
Alright. It connects fucking Bluetooth. Printer.
Your iPod 3 has Bluetooth?
It's not a 3! It's not a tumor!
Alright. We'll be back.
But I just got back.
Oh well.
And now we're leaving because Jameson's here.
Okay, bye.
It's up to you.
Alright. And we're back.
So, what's going on, gentlemen?
Introduce yourself to the public.
I am Orlando from 94.3 The Shock, and on my lap, you know, I hate the fact that this is radio, because I want people to know why I got into radio. The only way I'm going to get a girl this beautiful to sit on my lap. What's up, Kat?
What's up, guys?
Dude, you're a lucky man.
Yeah.
You got the face for radio.
I do. But listen, I got the girl on my lap that could be an international superstar, so. So, I'm a little confused about what's going on. I'm back here now.
Okay.
Getting ready to do a stage announcement.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me in VIP because I didn't have the right color bracelet.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I can't go to VIP. You were promised VIP.
And they didn't give us VIP.
My friend
that set this thing up, he's like, I'm trying to get my dad a VIP bracelet again. I'm like, you're running.
Cat, what does that bracelet say? The green one.
All access.
Yeah. Except that
all access mean?
I don't know anymore. Yeah.
So, there's like some crazy stuff going on. I want to get the other lovely Shock girls here.
Sure, you can get right on here. And there's another one across the way right here.
You guys do not want to talk to me. There's
absolutely so, not.
I just want you to introduce yourself, sweetheart, because they said I'm not allowed back here without the Shock girls.
Oh, he's not allowed out here without Shock girl Victoria. Yo, we're at Beerfields and the Shark freaking rocks.
That was way better than I could have ever pulled it off.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Orlando.
I think she got the job.
I think so. I need a co-host.
Co-host? I'm up for it.
So do we have to do drive, girl? Do we have to do drive?
Absolutely. What beers have we tried so far?
I've tried Saranac. I've tried Blue Point. I've tried probably a couple too many, I'll be honest with you.
Perfect answer.
You're doing it right.
I love my
then.
Job. Nicole, where's Nicole? Let's get Nicole on. Nicole. Nicole, I want you to introduce yourselves to some friends of mine.
Hi, my name is Nicole. How are you guys?
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
You guys handle this one.
What?
I said you guys handle this one.
What's up?
What's going on, Nicole?
She gave it here. Gotta give her headphones.
Give her headphones. 4.3, the shirt. Yeah.
So, I mean...
Okay, now I can hear you.
There we go.
Excellent. So go ahead, Nicole. Talk to these lovely gentlemen.
Hello, lovely gentlemen.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the Elvis and Alfred Show.
Thank you. How are you enjoying the concert?
It's all right. This is our third time here at Beer Fields.
Okay.
And we're doing all right. We've been back here for a little while. Drinking, as you can see.
Drinking? Are you guys enjoying the beer of the beer festival?
The beer is the best part. That's the only reason we do this.
Oh, exactly. The only
reason
we're here.
Like a radio show. We have free drinks all day. Perfect.
Free drinks, free concerts.
All the beer.
To be honest with you, I have no idea what the fuck I'm drinking. I'm drinking right out of that kegerator right there.
Oh, there's a kegerator?
Yeah, you see it?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's in it.
I have no idea what's in it.
Jeez.
Hi.
Hold on. Here, let's take a selfie. 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're taking selfies.
You know what would be so much better? If this band would stop.
If this band could stop playing, we could hear ourselves.
My ball just gets in everything.
Okay, selfie's over.
Oh, that's all good.
What's your favorite band playing here today? Do we even know what bands are playing right now?
This one's called Shinobi Ninja.
Shinobi Ninja?
Shinobi Ninja.
Shinobi Ninja. What's that?
They're okay. I don't really care. I really wanted to see Cypress Hill.
Did they play yet?
No.
They're supposed to play here.
And they're not.
And they canceled.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just dropped the barrel everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we need a box of rags.
At least
they're pretty.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Back there. Can you grab a rag?
Can't take you
look at these shark girls who need to be in fucking waters. This is why you fucking have to drown our shit.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Did Orlando put you up to that?
No, I'm so sorry. That was not supposed to.
They've declared war on the podcast.
Over here decides to fucking drown everything.
I just ruined the podcast. Thanks, for everyone.
How many shark girls does it take to spill up a...
How many shark girls does it take to destroy the podcast? One.
Ruined.
One. All right, I think I'm going to have to leave now because that was very embarrassing.
No, that's all good.
Well, thank you, ladies, for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having us.
No problem.
All right, we'll see you
I'll
guys
see you
soon. Bye,
see
you later.
No problem.
And that was the Shark Girls attacking our podcast.
Oh, man, they just terrorized it.
Yes.
I think Orlando did that on purpose.
Orlando is... Orlando has declared war by sending beautiful women to destroy our podcast. We see you and we'll raise you drunk 3 a.m. girls to wake him up.
That was a clever ruse, Orlando. Well played.
Well, then, you know what? I'm going to play Shark Attack from the Baltic Souls.
Do it.
Hey, what's up?
I'm having my friends over for dinner.
Who are you having over for dinner?
The Bouncing Souls.
The Bouncing Souls?
Yeah, the Bouncing Souls.
Those fucking New Jersey mooches?
They're not mooches.
Yes, they are. They only go on tour so they can eat other people's food. Don't you know that?
I'm just making them dinner.
Well, you better lock your goddamn freezer, I'll tell you right now.
They don't want anything in our freezer.
They're scum, I tell you right now. They're homeless people.
They're not homeless. They're in a band. They're played in France.
It's the same thing.
Shark attack! Shark attack! For the founders and bring back! Shark attack! Shark attack! For me, snake my eyes all back! Bouncing Souls are on the line! For three, and then we rock! Sit still and stay calm. It's too late. Get out of bed. Let the eating games begin.
Shark attack! Shark attack! Shark attack! Shark attack!
See, I told you they'd eat every goddamn thing in the house.
There's
no chicken and the biscuits. They ate all the Yoo-Hoo. What the hell were you thinking? Don't ever invite them back again. Are you a moron? Oh shit! They're coming back.
No!
Shark attack! Shark attack!
We'll be right back.
that was Say Anything for the Bouncing Souls, and before that was Shark Attack on the Bouncing Souls. Lauren and Charlie, where the hell were you? The Shark Girls attacked us.
I think they declared war.
Sorry.
That is a declaration of war, Orlando.
It's all right. Like I said, at least they were pretty.
Yes.
Have you tried the pineapple cider?
Yes, it was delicious. It's the only thing I've tried.
Oh, my God.
Where is that?
Pineapple cider. Ace.
It's up top.
Arcadia, something.
Yeah, Arcadia.
Oh, that is fantastic.
They're getting, Jay, the bar manager for the Halfpenny, told me they're getting that.
Jay was saying that with mango vodka would be the best thing ever.
You know what you would put in there? Bacon.
I
know
what I'm... Oh, my God, bacon.
I know I can stick a
bacon pineapple cider.
Yeah, man.
All right. There's a bar in...
Your little ham cubes in there?
Oh, yeah. On a roast beef
first
sandwich.
First.
I want a cheddar melt. I want an Arby's cheddar melt. I want an Arby's cheddar melt in there.
Oh, my God.
Can we make that
happen?
Sounds like a heart attack.
Can that happen? Yeah.
Yeah, it would taste fantastic.
It's worth the walk.
All the way up, though. Can they come back now?
Up there.
Shit, no one did you.
I was like, how come she's sitting on your lap? Put her on my lap.
Your name's not in the show. We had Alfred get them.
I need something for not having my name in the title of the show. Give me all the cute girls.
So, Jameson said that we're going to be in this music video for Oogie Wawa.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But somewhere. Yes, we have to fight our way to be in the camera now.
We don't have to fight our way, Dick. I said we'll go over there and see what they want us to do.
Yeah.
We could probably stand on the side of the stage.
As long as we have to fight, that's really what it comes down to.
We'll open up a pit. Fuck it.
I mean, I will fight.
Open it up. We'll wait for the
ring.
Only if
I can fight Alfred, though.
I am going to fight you.
He's so angry.
I am. Yeah. I am.
So angry.
He's like, help me. We're going to get a VIP. We're gonna be in this music video.
Alfred is about to cut a wrestling promo on you, Dusty Rhodes style.
We have to be here at 1.
Sorry,
I show up at 2, and Alfred's
just
like,
because
"We're gonna show up now."
Doesn't mean it's my fault.
Yeah.
I already said Dave is smaller than you. Go beat him up.
I can't believe it's already like 5 o'clock, though. You know?
Yeah. Is it really?
Yep.
Oh man. When did that happen?
5:30.
Oh, 25 minutes ago. That's when that happened.
Right. Son of a bitch.
And we only have 2 more hours of drinking.
We ran into Brad Darren on his way down here.
An hour and a half, really.
No, there's that thing over there. There's our beers that we brought. We have till we're done
I think
drinking.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're good.
If anything, I'll go over to like one of the vendors and try and steal some cases or whatever.
Let's get him. Get him.
I told the Shark Girls Cypress Hill is supposed to be here. They're like, oh, really? I'm like, no. They were supposed to be here. But we got Gachi Gugu instead. They're like, who? I'm like, oh, yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about. Cali Buds.
We can make fun of Cali Buds all we want because he ain't coming on the show. We probably would have to send a little 8-page email of why we want to interview him, what we need to do. Fuck you, dirty heads.
They needed their own rugs.
Yeah.
Is that why we have all the fake smoke? It's because we were hoping for Cypress Hill and we're just pretending.
Probably, yeah.
We're just going to smoke it up.
Yeah. Where's the real smoke?
It might be here. We don't know. There's so much smoke.
How's that rain?
There is none.
What?
Tiny, tiny bits.
And wet.
It's and
very wet.
Bits.
It's coming down now.
Oh, shit, it is.
Where?
Coming
oh,
anywhere. Look
coming
outside.
Down now.
It's little.
Coming down now.
Oh, it's all good. I got an umbrella. I'll be over there. You're going to see me in a Oogie Wawa fucking video with me in an umbrella.
Do your twirl. The Alfred twirl.
Yeah. I'm going to twirl it, and then I'm going to fucking whack it so hard against fucking Jameson's back.
Are you still talking about the umbrella, or are you talking about your dick?
Both. So don't tell him.
Listen, I already had one back injury today, showing my fucking age.
From
I had a 250-pound meatball jump on me.
That's what happened, Fatty.
Boogie Wawa jumped up, twisted me up.
You gotta jump on Nick's back while he's playing, bro.
Going to.
I'm gonna jump on his back with my dick out.
Yeah, full force, fucking like Silence of the Lambs, like Mangina style, like right on it, bro.
No, he slide my ball sack on a snare drum.
Ain't farting a little snare drum thing.
I love
tucking, tucking all the supremacists out.
We are the Lone Rangers.
Lone Rangers? What are you?
How do you pluralize the Lone Rangers?
There's three of you. You're not exactly the only one.
Oh, shit. Get it denied at VIP. Yeah. We got all access, man.
Yeah.
So come on, our girlfriends are back there. A lot of people's girlfriends are back there.
Hey, we're just talking shit about these guys.
Shut up.
All right, now we gotta act nice. He's here.
You can hear everybody.
Get close. Come on.
That'll be good.
You know how to work a microphone. Get that mouth close.
Get close, that's better.
Hey,
you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Are they playing a new level?
Cool. What's up?
It's loud over here.
It's so loud.
It's so loud. So loud, man.
So we got Chad from Oogie Wawa joining us.
We're about to go over there in about like half an hour. See if we can get in your music video.
Something like that. Drinking it up though, be a field.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
the video tonight.
It's cool. We're gonna do a bosh pit on your stage for the video, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All
right. I'm going to attack Nick because he ruined my back.
Yes, tackle him off the drum kit.
I'm going to. Just gonna live life, man.
What?
Except just gonna live life, man.
Yeah, you just gotta live
life. What's the name of the song you're doing for the video?
Feeling Alive today off the new album More Sand Than Money.
Oh man, do we have it? I don't think.
No, I have your old album still, not the new one.
We gotta get you a copy of the new one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, fuck. Is that on Spotify yet or no?
Oh, thank God that band is
I
over.
I think it's on Spotify. We just got our Pandora the other day too. So.
Did you?
Yeah, oh, cool. We could pop it in Pandora, Oogie Wawa.
You're gonna get none of that money from Spotify.
I gotta see $1. You got $5 in my bank account. Okay.
Here's your 13 cents for the last year on girls. Spotify.
Look at that butt. Pick it up just a half penny.
Let's see.
Just gonna sneak up on that girl and bite her ass. It says
just
bite
draws,
me.
Yeah,
it's like I thought that was an invitation.
It says it, doesn't it?
False advertising.
It's not rape. You were asking for it. Oh shit.
What's the name of the song again?
Feel Alive Today.
Feel Alive Today.
Yeah. I feel alive.
Yo, man, the band's holding up though. This is working out well.
Yeah, we do. You're on Spotify, man.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. So we'll play it after this.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, man.
So tell us a little bit more about what's going on with you guys. Got any big things planned?
Well, we got like one other local show, and then we got the Great South Bay Music Festival coming
up.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
so am I going to be able to bomb people with water balloons or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And a chicken suit. I think we found the chicken suit.
Oh, chicken suit? Is that what we're
at? You can put him in a chicken suit?
Yo,
We got more to Oogie.
Never mind.
It was just a.
It was just to bless his. Just to bless Chad.
Are those lobster shorts or fucking crabs? What does he got there?
He's got crabs. He's got crabs.
You got crabs?
Only below the waist, apparently.
Come on. Say hello.
Yeah, hop in.
What's up, man?
We're bored with Chad. Oh! God damn it, everybody's ruining our shit!
Whoa!
Did the shark girl send you to destroy us?
This is what happened when Chad touches wires. They get tangled.
Oh, my God. We're under attack from every angle.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oogie Wawa and Island 94 here, guys.
We got Jesse here from Oogie Wawa also.
Yeah, welcome back to the Elvis and Opera Show, Chad.
Good to be back.
Yeah, man.
You guys, man. I like that they got you out of the corner this year.
We just kind of set up.
Yeah, we're just like, let's stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Find a power source and go towards it.
Or have a 50-foot extension cord that can go anywhere.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for your set with your music video with Feeling Alive Today. Is that right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're going
to. Alvin remembered stuff.
We're super stoked about it, man. We decided to go, back down to our roots and, concrete jungle, parking lot style video.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys didn't want to play the main stage this year.
Not that we didn't want to, but to shoot the video,
it'll be easier. You're right.
There's much less beer over here this year too.
There is.
You're in the heart of the beer over at the other stage.
Yeah. Although, I tell you what, man, what they did in the parking lot this year is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys go up there yet?
Yes. I think
cool,
so.
Man. Yeah, I like it.
So we're going to bum rush.
Hip hop Hadouken.
Hip hop Hippopotamus.
This is bullshit.
You give him all the easy ones.
We're going to attack you guys for the video. So. I'm going to put my dick in Nick's ear.
I hope you attack me with your lips. I was rubbing my leg as I just said it.
By the way, it's
such a fucking boner right now.
It's not so much a music video has is Oogie Wah Wah meets the Elvis and Albert Show,
XXX.
It's the porn parody.
All the power's in my lips.
Albert just comes out the careless whisper.
Yeah, I'm going to just show up there behind her ladder.
I'm a couple
right
beers
now,
down, man. I'm getting loose.
That's how I like it. That's how I like it.
Make me get loose.
What do you got going on here?
Oh, yeah. These are code 666 gets you $5 off.
Yeah, but that
for
boy
the
right
Long
there.
Island Brew Bus.
Oh, sick. That's great.
Pop in 666, it gives me $5 too. So.
Done and done. Done and done.
Sweet.
So, what's your next guys?
LongIslandBrewBus.com.
What's your next shows after this?
We're taking like a little bit, like a week break, you know, just to catch our breaths and stuff.
Yeah, you should.
We're playing July 11th. We're down in out in Queens at the Two Bridges Music Festival.
Cool.
Then we're the next day, Sunday the 12th, we're out in Montauk. Then we got Great South Bay Music Festival coming up. We're playing with 311.
And Mighty Bossos, man. Nice. Good shit.
Yeah,
so and you guys found me a chicken suit.
Is that right?
We can find you a chicken suit.
I don't care what kind of suit. I was just going to wear. I was going to go to a thrift store and get a fucking crazy colored suit and cut it into shorts and a fucking short sleeve like
Angus.
And then I say we fill up water balloons.
And then water balloons. I want to fucking buy people with water balloons.
Let's what's fill up with the malt vinegar?
Oh, man. What's up with these water balloons? Do you want to?
I want to bomb people with water balloons from the stage when they're playing.
And this is how Jameson gets arrested.
Right? And I'm going to get a super soaker and fill it with something. Maybe
I think
piss.
It's a family-friendly event.
Okay. Yeah, there's no Jameson nair. No.
Egging a kid in the face.
Take fast,
I already told
kid.
People. I was like, yeah. I'm going to be with Oogie. I said, watch out for the water balloons. They're like, what? I said, I'm going to find you. I'll find you.
Super soaker filled with Jameson?
Yeah. That might be a thing.
I love it.
Like your DNA? Thing. Like literally Jameson?
Yeah.
Jameson will be the guy in the chicken suit that reeks of whiskey.
I've started already. It's taken me a long time to fill up that super soaker. It's one of those fucking triple barrel ones from 1982.
Oh, man.
Oh, with the top handle.
You guys are fucked.
Fuck yeah.
You got the backpack too, just sort of back up.
It's gonna be a fucking Oogie meets Guar fucking show.
Just put food coloring in it.
Oogie Walla comes on stage while Wild Chicken like Man with malt vinegar balloon. Destroys.
I'll wear like my old like Legion of Doom.
Yes, the spikes.
Shoulder pads,
yes.
Spikes, yeah. Love it.
Like, oh, what a drunk.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to be there Coco Beware style with a fake hair. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be Kamala. That's what I'm going to do.
Kamala, yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Fuck yeah, slapping your belly.
And we have
the moon on your stomach.
We're all in perfect shape to be 80s wrestlers as well.
Oh yeah, dude. You're right.
That's what they were.
We just need more cocaine.
That's the all-American dream.
Cocaine and Vaseline.
When don't we need more cocaine, though?
That's true.
That's on our writer next year, too.
Cocaine!
Where's the catering? Where's the catering? God damn it!
We need a chicken suit, malt vinegar, cocaine,
and all the red M&Ms.
Not even cocaine. More cocaine.
What's going on?
She's back for more. Watch the electronics.
Back up. Back up with that beer.
Yeah. This guy. I'm like, did you send the shark girls over here? They're like, destroy our kids?
Right. I don't see shark girls. Not nearly as attractive. Probably just as talented, but.
You guys. He was shark and not shot.
I love the shark shirts right now.
Thanks for declaring war on us.
Yeah.
What did you just introduce?
You guys still at Airport Plaza?
It looks good.
Is it the same key from 10 years ago?
Hey guys, I'm gonna go smoke some weed.
Smoke some weed, and we'll
see you guys in a little bit.
We'll see you in a bit.
Yes.
I love you guys.
Good shit, bud.
Oogie Wah Wah in the house. Let's go out with a song from them.
Yep. Yeah, do you want the new one?
Hey, hold on. Let me pass you the. Did you hook up or no?
I'll just take yours.
There you go. Then we'll come back.
We'll come back with Brad
with 666.
He's going to play a song real quick, and then we can come in and talk to you for a little bit.
Ella Brubas.
What's up, everybody?
What up? You can't hear anything now. It's fun.
Nothing playing yet.
So does anybody know what happened to Outlands Brewing Company?
Not a clue why.
Who's he what's?
They have a great logo. I love their logo.
Ding.
Their beer was pretty good. I think they came and gone.
What you playing?
Feeling live today from Oogie Wawa. From Kajagoogoo and a truffle butter.
Truffle butter.
Did you find this song to play?
Yeah, it's just loading right now.
Buffering. Buffering. Buffering.
Buffering.
Buffering. Buffering. All the buffering.
Where's the catering, Nikolai?
The fun and games are over. I'll light a fire from the ash of fallen soldiers. Got the world in my palm. I'll take the weight off Atlas' shoulders. Never breaking my grasp. Coming over like Red Rover. I told ya, I'll show ya. I'm holding it down. Infuse booze in my groove. Get you drunk off the sound. It's those positive vibes. I've called them inside. I got the heart of a lion with the strength of my pride.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Feeling alive today. Wasting time by running away.
I've been feeling lonely, kicking back slowly, living in a van by the river, call me Matt Foley. I'll burn another bogey, bear it all like Yogi. I turn myself around like the Hokey Pokey. So homie, I said that I would rip it and I did it. 180'd my life and kept it moving on the pivot. What you're dreaming, I live it, whatever you're needing, I'll give it. If this is what you want, then put in work and go and get it.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Feeling alive today, wasting time by running away. Dirty sand, no more days. Feeling like I'm stuck inside of this crazy man.
That was Oogie Wawa with Feeling Alive Today off their newest album, More Sand Than Money.
They're about to shoot the video for this in about 15, 20 minutes, so we're going to go head up that way. But before we do that, we are joined once again with Mr. Brad Darren from Long Island Brew Bus.
that I've been talking about for the last half hour because I want your $5.
He's been pimping that shit, dude.
Look on brewbus.com.
The code to use is 666.
Number of the beast.
I love what you like. Seriously, man? He's like, yeah, man. Number of the beast.
Come on.
Whoa, beast. Come to you, oh, earth.
So last year we were talking to you about Long Island Brew Bus, and it was just a thought in your head, and you were fucking amped on it. This year you're here with the bus. It came to fruition.
It's here. The bus is here. It's
how crazy is that?
It's actually a sentiment of what the public and the world really is.
Yeah.
The fact that a guy like me can get a bus on the road. Yeah.
And no, internet, you gotta hear me. It's not just like a bus.
It's a school bus.
Yeah, but it's a really nice one. Like you said.
Thanks, thanks.
It's nicely wrapped.
Like, no, but you said that last year. You're like, no. But it's a really nice one. But it was like hardwood floors, nice seat. Fucking.
Not just hardwood floors. Finished wood floors.
Yeah, man. You got nice seats, space.
Shit, it's serious.
Fucking TVs. It's serious
TVs,
shit, bro.
DJ booth.
We're representing the Brewers of Long Island.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we gotta put our game up.
Jim, who else?
Oh. All right, never mind.
It's represent. That's all.
Well, we got 35 brewers right now in Long Island,
yeah,
including Brooklyn. Looking at 48. There's 10 that are opening this next 3 months.
Yeah, I saw Longbeard is opening up in Riverhead. I feel like Riverhead has the most like breweries per
capita.
Riverhead
capita.
Is
I don't know. Most Walmarts and breweries per capita on Long Island.
It's gonna be the mecca. It's gonna be the Southern County mecca of breweries. I mean, which is good because you have Brooklyn on one end, which has about 16, 20 breweries. With like a
really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
And then you got Riverhead, which is a whole bunch more. So, to get in between, LA Brew Bus.
Hell yeah.
See, we'll
bring
everyone
to the end.
And the catch is, you can get drunk because they're driving you.
Yes. We are Suffolk County's designated drivers.
In style.
You're going to get a phone call from me at like 2 o'clock. I need a ride. Come pick me up. I'm hammered.
Actually, last week we did a tour for Saturday, and we had our first. It was our first brew tour, so it's our first brew tour. I'm figuring, it's gonna be crazy. We had our first leftover, and what I consider a leftover is that person that's on drunk on the bus, that is just stuck there. Like we're ready, like everyone's off the bus. We're cleaning the thing out.
You're poking him with the broom, like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. This
get
girl,
the hint.
This girl's sitting there going, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home.
Like, so it's like me at every fucking bar in Long Island.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's like you. It's like me. It's like a lot of different people.
it's like this whole table of guests right
here. We can't pass blame on this leftover person. We've all been there before.
Okay.
So what ended up happening was we cleaned the bus out. We put it in its final destination. And I drove the person home.
Unbelievable. See, that's personal service.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a friend of mine.
So did you come or what?
As I show him my wedding ring.
It's got a very loud engine. The seat vibrates.
Sit in the back.
So did you come or what?
It's just some shit you don't talk about.
I do have to give him props, though. He chose well with the headphones. We have the guest headphones. He basically was like, can I have the Batman ones?
Yep. I'm a big Batman fan. And
who is it? Shit.
Well, I'm bigger.
Yeah? You're the biggest Batman?
I'm bigger
the Joker? He's not a big Batman fan.
No, he is not.
Actually, you know what?
Riddler.
The Joker actually...
He's probably the biggest
Yeah,
Batman
the Joker's obsessed
right.
with
yes.
Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Fair enough.
Yeah. I read the Psychology of Batman. It's a very good book. If you ever get a chance to read it, definitely read it. It actually changed my life.
The Psychology of Batman.
Yeah, very, very. It goes through the whole struggle why Batman, you can't just freaking kill the Joker. Just kill him.
You can't. Did you play the newest Batman Arkham?
The one that came out like 3 days ago?
I'm going to say something publicly, and I hope you guys don't beat me up.
No, just do it.
I have yet to buy a PS4.
Neither did I.
I bought one. I bought one because our friend Jay Fitz, the bartender at the Halfpenny, talked me into it because he went to play a game with me on there called Destiny. And as soon as I got it, all my fucking friends stopped playing it.
I just bought a PS3 last summer ago, man. So.
Everyone tells all my friends, like, PS4. You gotta buy it so we can play these games together. But first of all, I still have like the rest of Silent Hill to play on PS3.
Yeah. I thought the rest of God of War.
Get through the fucking games I have, and then maybe I'll get another system.
Right, right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not playing too many games. I'm already,
You're not, like...
Majority of the day, I'm under a freaking bus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Got a busy life, man. Video games were not 10 anymore.
Well, he has the TV on the bus.
True.
And we can hook up a PS3 on the
bus. And we have Wi-Fi.
So we're going to do the Elvis and Alfred show and have...
Game night.
Game night on the bus.
Tell you what, do you guys want to do a game night on the bus?
I could.
Game
night on the bus. Yeah, we could do it. Organized.
I'll see you guys on a Wednesday night game night.
At the Penny parking lot, right?
Yeah, can't do a Wednesday. We'll do a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night is single.
No one comes to visit you at O'Brien anyway.
We'll do a Monday night.
Monday night could work. Monday night.
We'll do a Monday night game night.
In the Penny parking lot.
What?
Or Friendly's parking lot.
I work Wednesdays and Thursdays every week, so
well,
I can't.
Well, I'm thinking what we could do is I might be able to arrange, because apparently, due to popular belief, the breweries really can stay open as long as they want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I could probably arrange a good local breweries around the Half Penny. We could meet the Half Penny.
I mean, we got our Great South Bay. We
show
could
on
do
the bus, do a couple breweries around the area. Well,
Great South Bay, we got
Spider Bite is
Spider Bite, which is
right there in Holbrook.
And we got
Spider Bites in Holbrook.
Spider Bite, that's like because we're
working Holbrook.
Spider Bite's right down the road.
Spider
Bite,
you know, the beers.
Wow, good.
It goes to your head sometimes.
So we got Spider Bite, we got Great South Bay, we got fucking Blue Point, we got all kinds of shit. All
right, Half Penny. Within 5 minutes, you have Spider Bite. You have 15 minutes away. You have Great South Bay. If you want to go north. You know, there's actually a brewery that doesn't get any clout whatsoever, but it's St. James Brewery. These guys make strictly, no messing around, German beer.
Ooh.
And it's like, it tastes like it's from Germany.
That's
I didn't even know St. James had beer.
The best thing about it, though, is you go to their website, there's no phone number.
Huh.
I have their stickers. I have not been able, I have a brew bus. Like, I want to call these people. Like, listen, I want to bring 23 people.
Like, nine! Nine!
Nine! Nine stuck in block!
No das Boss!
Nine
no das Boss! Ich habe mich in Periode!
Keine Eier!
Let's get hard zu Boden gehen!
I don't know what it is. It's
Rammstein!
Klavier!
Now we're just singing Rammstein.
Yeah, that's the Rammstein sing along hour.
Fire,
guys, I hate to cut this interview short because I am a big fan of this, but we have to get up to Oogie Wawa.
Yeah, right.
LongIslandBrewBus.com, promo code 666. Do it. Give me your $5. That's the Elvis and Alfred show fucking saving account.
It's a fun.
Kick back.
Yeah.
Game night soon with the Elvis and Alfred show.
That's your payola.
Brad, thanks for coming back, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to take the Batman headphones with me.
No. Nine.
You go.
Nine.
You go like group pod like the rest of us.
Ein kleiner Mensch stirbt. Mila Kunis, Roger Arstinger.
This is getting super racist. I don't know what they're saying, guys.
It's Alfred saying it. It's fine, whatever he does.
It's fine.
And no, this is not nearly as racist as it can
be. Go out with the song.
I'm going to play Bottle Sitting Around from No Effects. All right.
When it's over,
to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. One more round, then it's bottles to the ground. The crown.
That was No Effects off their Greatest Songs Ever Written by Us album. And that was Bottles to the Ground here on the Elvis and Albert Show on MoreLikeRadio.com. Recording live at Beerfields NY. We'll be back with something after this. Like, probably poor segue again. All the segues. And we're back. Segue. I'm Elvis Cage recording live from Beerfields, New York, which is now like Seattle weather back here. Between the smoke machine and all the rain, I feel like I'm in the Pacific Northwest. Anyway, I have lost everyone else because I am the sober one at a beer fest. So I'm going to plug some shit right now. You can follow us at ElvisAndAlfred.com for all our latest updates. Jameson puts up an album review once in a while. I throw up usually comic book related stuff once in a blue moon. And we always have our most up-to-date episodes posted on there and, you know, other fun stuff. Follow us on Facebook, The Elvis and Alfred Show. You can follow us on Instagram at Elvis and Alfred. Twitter at Elvis and Alfred. On Twitter, I am at Elvis Cage. I'm also Elvis Cage on Instagram. And, yeah, Alfred is at Alfred to the Max on Twitter, and Al takes pictures on Instagram, and Jameson is Jameson Cures Cancer on Instagram, and at Jamo Cures Cancer on the old Twitter. Since I can't find anyone, and there's a band going on that's pretty goddamn good right now, and I have no idea what their name was, because I was just rocking out with Oogie Wawa, I'm going to go watch them. If I can't be drunk, I may as well enjoy this funk music. So, I'm listening to funk music. Here's some ska. This is Streetlight Manifesto with Here's to Life.
Hey there, soldier, what did you do? Just when the world was looking at you to write anything that meant anything, you told us you were through. And it's been years since you passed away, but I see no black and I see no gray. And I can't help believing you wanted it that way. Vincent Van Gogh, why do you weep? You were on your way to heaven, but the road was steep. Who was there to break your fall? Guilty one and all. And I don't know much, but I do know this. With a golden heart comes a rebel fist. I can't help agreeing with those that would not quit.
Was Streetlight Manifesto with Here's to Life off their album Everything Goes Numb here at the Elvis and Alfred Show. Once again at Beer Fields, New York Beer Festival. And I found a co-host finally. It's none other than Jay Fitz, the bartender.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I have arrived. The beer troll is live in effect.
And you also are a professional because you're the only person that we've had on the show today that's not me, Alfred, or Jameson that speaks directly into the microphone.
Everyone
else does this thing, but they talk away from it. I can't hear it.
Fuck that, man. You gotta talk into the mic. You gotta
get your lips right at the tip.
It's all about emotion. You gotta be like licking and shit.
You gotta get your lips right at the tip of that robot penis.
Yep.
So your whole life is beer at this point.
My whole life has been beer since high school. Like, I used to drink it in the locker, people get high, all I do is drink. I'm the beer troll. And you know what? Evolution used to build bars in the woods. And here we are, I run a bar, the Half Penny Pub at Sable. 12 years now. Great place. If you haven't been down, Elvis and Alfred, they do the live show there. It's fantastic. It's a great place. It's a great time.
I press play there as well.
He presses play there. He DJs. It's fucking great. And you know what? I work for this new company, Brew Crew Cycles. We got this bicycle thing, 14-person bicycle.
Now, how many weeks have you been doing that now? I know last time you were on, you had just started.
We just started. We officially opened May 2nd. And now we're running, pretty much we're booked every weekend. So go to brewcrewcycles.com, book your tour, 14-person bicycle you can jump on.
If you want to listen, go ahead.
$30 a person, or you know, if you want to rent the whole bike, it's a little less. You get a discount for a group rate. And you get, you know, it's 2.5 hours. You get a half hour at each brewery. It's a great time. It's a good time.
Yeah, I know our buddy Brad was plugging you guys. RoyalBrewBus.com.
Yeah, one of my best friends since high school, my buddy Brad. He is running the Brew Crew.
Brew Bus.
Brew
you
bus.
Guys are.
We are Brew Crew Cycles. He is Brew Bus. The Brew Bus, it's crazy. Crazy. Gigantic bus, all woodwork. It is fantastic.
Now featuring an Elvis and Alfred sticker.
Oh, ridiculous. HD screens, full tour. It goes to different shows at the Paramount. It goes to different breweries. It goes to different bars.
From Brooklyn all the way out to the East End.
Yeah, it does everything, and it is fantastic. It's going to be an experience because you learn a lot about the brewery process. You learn about the history of beer in transit. And it's one of the only legal vehicles that you can drink on while in motion, which is rare.
As long as you stay seated. I took the tour, and like he's like, please stay seated while the bus is in motion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to sit down while the bus is in motion.
Some people can't stand up straight while they're drinking on a salad ground on a moving bus.
That is true.
Right out the back door.
I had people dancing on the back of a 14-person bicycle, and I had to yell at them. And it's usually someone older than me, and I have to be like, I will turn this fucking bike around. Fuck you. But... yeah, it's really, we're trying to beat out Portland, Oregon, because Portland, Oregon has over 150 breweries, and they are just killing it right now. So Long Island is up and coming. We have 38 right now active breweries with tasting rooms, but within the next year.
I heard there's like 20 more opening.
Yeah, at least 20 more. Like, we're coming. We're coming, and we're coming hard.
You hear that, Pacific Northwest? Just like we stole your music scene in the late 90s, early 2000s. We're going to steal your breweries.
Get fucked! Grunge is over!
And then we're going to... and then we're going to take your fucking slogan with the Stay Weird Oregon, Portland shit. And we're like, Stay Weird Long Island, which won't happen because we can't afford to.
Long Island is where it's at. You got wine, you got beer, and you got good time. And you got the beach. It's the shit.
We got sharks off of Montauk like Jaws.
Oh, you don't even know. We got great whites. We have great white people, too. It's weird.
We got everything in Long Island. Probably more than Oregon.
Natalie Portman is from Zayasin. We got Natalie Portman. We'll eat that.
She's from Israel originally, though.
It is what it is. Yeah, we
have Mariah Carey and Billy Joel, huh? No? Yeah. No
you
one?
You can't not like them. You can't not like them.
You could not like Mariah Carey. She did go...
well, Mariah Carey is it, but from Billy Joel, come on.
Nice boobs, though. Am I right?
You might not like all this music, but you gotta like at least one song.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're from Long Island, you have to click like no matter what.
And if you say anything bad about Billy Joel Long Island, little unknown rule, we're allowed to take you out back and beat you with a hose.
If you say anything bad about Billy Joel, you get pulled over by a deer and anal raped. That is just how it works. Because that's how Long Island is. A lot of deer, a lot of Billy Joel lovers.
And now coyotes.
That too.
What happened? See, that's why I can't go too loud. I get them. You also have the small headphones on.
Our friend Sean is here tonight. He helped us out with a lot of stuff.
This is my first year here.
Yeah,
Sean.
We snuck him into backstage with... all we did was give him beers to carry the band, and he got right in.
You know what? That's the easy way to do it.
It is fantastic.
I heard we ran out of all access passes this year.
A shout out to Archie, who is not here with us today.
He's busy.
It's so sad because he's stuck at work. We've sent them many selfies of us drinking beer and having a great time. Ha ha ha.
You're going to get to the halfpenny tonight for work. It needs to be burning into the ground now.
Good luck. That shit is not Tinder. Trust me, I've tried. It might be built upon a fucking old, like, pine tree, but it's not.
Native American burial site, yes.
It does not burn easily.
Yeah, that basement is weird.
Yep.
So, what's your favorite beer been here today? You're the beer snob of the group now.
Wow. I would say Otter. Otter? Well, hold on. Fucking
Otter Creek,
and it was there. It was one of their IPAs. It was fantastic. So much so that not only did I get another refill on my little cup, but I brought a big ass Guinness solo cup.
Our backstage cups.
Yeah, backstage cups, and got a full beer of it because it was fantastic. There's been, you can't really judge it because there's so many great beers here today. That it's like whatever you're in the mood for. Like, they got chocolate porters, they've got IPAs.
I enjoyed that pineapple cider you had me try.
Yeah, there we
pineapple
go.
Cider?
I was about to shout out.
Oh, my God.
Ace's pineapple cider.
The Ace's pineapple
that
cider.
Amazing.
Fantastic. One of the best ciders I've ever fucking had. And for those that are gluten free, like our friend Elvis here,
sober at a beer fest.
Perfect. perfect beer for him because it's that's what it is. It's the beer companies are trying to cater towards everybody.
Women like me who can't drink beer.
Women like Elvis.
My beer's called whiskey.
Uh-oh. Incoming Jameson. Hey!
Jameson's back. What's going on, guys? Yeah, it's so fucking loud. That's because... Can you turn my headphones up a little bit?
Now I can't.
No?
Headphones up?
That's all the way up?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll have to fucking deal.
Welcome to the party, motherfucker.
Hey. What's going on over here?
We're just talking about beer and shit.
Well, beer and shit. That's a little weird. Just talk about beer, not shit. Leave that out.
Beer shit. You know what? The bathrooms are limited, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
Man, it's getting fucking wet out there.
Yeah, it's flooding back here. Is this the rainy bed?
It's not pouring, but it's consistent.
I hate that shit.
You know? But Oogie Wawa just finished up their set over there. We just got
the... You guys got the music video?
Yeah, we did the music video. It's
awesome, awesome.
Hopefully, we're back over there, so hopefully we're in a couple of shots. I don't know.
Very
whatever.
Good.
But, yeah. Who's this? Is this Dumpster Funk?
No, Dumpster now, right?
What happened?
Is Dumpster Funk done?
No, it's still them.
It's still them?
Yeah. Right. There's that band that disappeared, right? Yeah. They couldn't find them?
Yeah.
Did they just go on?
They showed up late.
Oh, no, they were here because their van is right there. That's been their van that's here all day.
I know, they've been trying to move it for like an hour and a half now, and nobody's gotten the keys.
So they're on stage now, that's good.
Yeah.
At least that's...
That happened.
That's a good thing. In my hour away from over here.
And just for the record, I took a crap in Cully Butt's bathroom.
Did you?
I just want to...
Was that the trailer over there?
The trailer over there, actually.
Okay.
Cully Butt's is not showing up till like 8:15.
So you're like, so, might as well take a shit.
And
that's our private bathroom?
For whatever reason, his trailer does not have a fridge. Whoops. So we did the best we could with what we got. And you know what? Hey, I'm dishing out shit. I'm putting shit. I'm organizing shit. I got to take a shit. So
absolutely.
And it's
when duty calls,
but you know
duty
what?
Is
that
done.
That was at like noon. So the smell should dissipate by about now.
Good, now I'm going to go in there and take a shit.
You should be good. You should walk in and be like, oh my God, this place has a shit. No. No, it does not.
Nice. So, this is going to be a long night, huh? If they're just going on now, there's what? How many other bands are going on this stage?
I have no idea. I have to go to the Penny after this to work.
Yay.
And I have to go there and drink.
Yeah. We'll meet you there eventually. We got Iron Sheik at New.
I'll be there at midnight. I'll be there for the bachelor party.
Yeah, bachelor party. Anthony's bachelor party's tonight. Yep. So, it's gonna be a good time. I already told Remy I'll be there like 10:30, 11.
Oh, okay.
That ish stuff.
What? So.
It happens.
Good words.
I'm gonna play a song now.
Play a song?
We're talking about Billy Joel, so here's a Me First and a Gimme Gimme's cover of Only the Good Die Young.
Yay!
Fucking A.
Only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good die young.
told you all that I could give you was a mild abrasion. She never cared for me. She ever said a prayer for me. Well, come out, come out. Ginger, don't let me wait. Heaven, the girl's not much too late. Sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. And only the good die young. 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 Only the good. Yeah. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
From our friends at Fat Records, that beef for the gimmies with Only the Good Die Young here at the Elvis and Albert Show on BorderlineRadio.com. Recording live at a... I'm assuming the lights from the stage that's flashing and it's not lightning trying to kill all the hippies on the hill, right?
I hope it is, but I'm pretty sure we're at Tsunami Fest 2015.
Woo! Tsunami Fest!
Yeah, it's wet out there. I saw a lot of white t-shirts, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I like boobs.
Me as well.
White t-shirts in the rain equal good times.
Equals nature's wet t-shirt contest.
Nipple ninjas, is that what?
Have fun with that. That's a good term.
So
how was the rest of Oogie Wawa?
It was good. I mean, the last two songs I didn't really hear too much because I was on the prowl for beer.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, I looked at my phone and it was 10 after 7 till they stopped. I was like, oh, shit. So I saw Teresa Chiarella, fucking Dave's sister.
Oh, okay.
And Lindsay fucking Genuino. Frankie's ex, Lori.
Oh, yeah.
They were pouring for one of them. So I walked back there. I was like,
oh, okay.
And then Dave walked over. She's like, oh, yeah, it's cake. Dave walked over and fucking popped it. I was like, you fucking liar. So I poured myself one.
The beer stopped flowing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the beer's done. Now it's pay for your beer. Or if you're back here,
we
still have free. Yeah.
America. America!
So, Alfred took off.
Yep.
Awesome.
So, there you go.
I didn't know you were by yourself. I would have came over.
No, I had Jay and Sean. Better than you.
Bye.
Drop that mic. You don't need to drop it. Just got to walk away from that stand.
This is the worst stand ever. Fuck. How does he do this?
He was using his... Oh, internet, I wish you could have saw what just happened. James
like
was trying to
like a circus seal.
James was trying to bend the microphone stand away, and it bounced back right on his chin, just like the way he takes dicks.
Yep. In or around my mouth. How much time are we at?
We got 15 more minutes.
Oh, sick.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of glad it started raining out. I was about to go spend money on cigars. Because everyone's smoking them around here. Everyone else is smoking weed, so... I need to kill that horrible weed smell with something.
Yeah.
You only like the smell of weed if you smoke it.
You know, I don't mind the smell. I've gotten used to it, I guess, working in the venues.
Yeah.
It just permeates throughout the building, so it's just like, oh, it smells like work.
Yeah. It smells like a classic rock concert.
It smells like Phil Lesh and Friends, man.
Oh, man.
The smell of work is not good.
I love my job. I'm actually one of the few
that's fair.
That can say, hey, I don't mind going to work every day.
You got a sick job.
Because I don't work. I get paid to hang out.
Look out, woman.
Man.
Pour booze.
You know? If you think about it, bartending is getting paid to hang out. Not only can I get ripped at half the bars I work at, because I can just sit there and drink all day with everybody, but they give me money to do that. Like that's
at
that
most of the bars
beautiful.
Your friends show up to.
But on top of that, you get to listen to some bands. And
yeah, well, that one I'm actually not allowed to drink, so I drink before. And I play this game with myself. It's like, if I sober up before the end of the show, I lose. If I make it through the night and I'm fucking drunk, it's a beautiful thing.
Do you have like a bank at home that you throw a dollar in and be like, oh, I lost tonight?
No.
You should.
He wouldn't remember where he put it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah. It's like a change bucket.
It's like your television remote.
Did you ever find that thing?
I did.
Attach a dollar to it. You might find it.
I did. It was in the back of my closet.
Because that's where TV rooms
belong. I'm pretty sure I threw it across my... Yeah. It was,
yeah. Ah, fuck you, remote man. There's nothing good on.
So this is...
Words.
Winding down, I guess.
Yeah, it's not much of a... It is a, I will say it's hard to look because it's a washout.
I'd say the rain didn't ruin it. The beer ending ruined it.
Yes. Well, now it's raining out, so no one's going to stay around for...
So why are we going to stay here and get wet when we have to pay for our fucking drinks? Let's just go to the bar where it's dry and we don't have to listen to fucking... Collybutt. When Collybutt come around?
Not here yet.
I know.
Yeah. Shows up at 8:15. It is 7:35, and we will be done by then and packed up, and I will be gone.
Yes.
Where are you going?
Then we're going home to sleep. Then I'm going to do a bar crawl.
So you're going to sleep for like 10 minutes?
Really? I'm going to sleep like 2 hours.
Oh, all
right. I don't think I can go to sleep, so I might just stay up and then go see Iron Sheik.
I live on naps.
I like naps, but I've been running around all day. Got some beers in me. Got a fucking... My fuel tank is full. I'm ready to play. Bitches, where you at?
I haven't. I haven't got 8 hours of sleep. That thing it's recommended for adults in God knows how long. So.
Yeah, no.
It's called
that
4 hours
exist.
Here, 2 hours there, an hour and a half here, a half hour there. That's what I do.
Yeah,
come on. 4 hours is good for me.
Where is it? This is the Brick House tonight.
Yeah, Brick House Brewery on
at
Main
midnight.
Street.
Doesn't yeah. matter.
Doesn't matter because we're not live.
Yes.
Whatever.
So you guys can't come.
Tonight,
but hopefully,
last week, whatever.
If you listen to us, I'll see you there. If you're on Long Island, so.
So midnight.
They
last
go
week.
On at midnight. That's the time they go on. But probably get there around 11.
All right.
Have a couple of beers there. Well, a couple of whiskeys because I'm done with this beer shit.
And because it's a good bad play tonight, it won't reek of fucking patchouli.
Yeah. It's going to smell like fucking
still might.
Stinky
it's
butt.
Just, it's like saturated to the walls now. Smells.
The bartenders are still there, so.
I still don't understand why punk rock shows always smell like farts.
Dude, the fucking... At Voodoo Ghost Skulls the other night. At like the... When, Gangway was on. I was taking pictures towards like the middle of the crowd, and I was like, "There's 30 of you in here, and it already reeks of BO."
Did you see Jeffro?
No,
that's the kid that was.
Oh yeah.
I didn't realize that he's the photographer for Raised Fist. That's why he always wears the shirt. Raised Fist, Bobby.
Yeah, I figured that out before too. I was like, "Oh, it all makes sense now. It all makes
so
sense."
So he should have shot the video for Oogie.
Yeah, we'll be in the background,
hopefully, unless they cut us out.
Yeah. That really pale guy is ruining the whole shot. I'm talking about me.
The light, yeah, I was going to say.
The light off his head.
Lauren's looking around. No, I had a hat on.
Oh, good.
I had my gentleman's golf cap on.
Alfred was hiding behind an umbrella, so
yeah.
I don't know if they looked
yeah, fucking
past that.
Mary Poppins over there. Fucking.
I don't laugh. Only like while Oogie Wobble was like tuning up and like setting up, he was like, put your umbrella down, man. Put your umbrella. And he's like, no, no. I was like, it's hilarious. Look at all the hippies. They're all pissed at you. They're not going to do nothing.
What are they going to do? They're going to smoke more weed. I'm really upset. Let me get stoneder.
I'll blow into your face.
I need to get stoneder. What?
Stoneder.
Hey, this said a word.
Your English is terrible. Yeah. Today.
I'm making up words today. Fuck you. I can do what I want.
Backwards.
You're
almost there.
This is my show, technically.
Now
as much as them.
It's now the Elvis and Jameson show.
No. Jameson always comes first.
No, no, no.
Yeah, alphabet.
Zinger. No. I don't care if you come. I always come.
I heard that about you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even welcome. He's just walking behind you.
Yeah. Oh, let me just rub it. Oh. We got the horn section tuning up behind us. If you can tune up some brass.
I got some ska tuned up myself, so.
What are we playing?
We'll do Big D and the Kids Table.
Sure.
Oh, yay.
You want to go with My Girlfriend's on Drugs or Modern American Gypsy?
Both.
They have no songs about
at
alcohol?
At the same time.
My Girlfriend's on Drugs, it talks about alcohol, too.
That fits.
All right.
Because everybody's smoking weed, so let's go.
off their album, How It Goes, here's Big D and the Kids Table with My Girlfriend's on Drugs.
confidence, all kinds of pills. If she had the money, she would get them. Hoping for a challenge, acting for the love of it, and drinking just for fun. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs. Her brain's going on. Yeah. The confidence, all kinds of pills. If she had the money, she would get them. Hoping for a challenge, acting for the love of it, and drinking just for fun. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs. Her brain's going, gone. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs. My girlfriend's on drugs.
Ah, yeah, that's My Girlfriend's on Drugs from Big D and the Kids Table off their album How It Goes here on the Elvis and Albert Show on morelikeradio.com.
That's like half my relationships right there.
Yeah. you got a shine box over there, buddy? What's going on? I saw you buffing up your shoes.
Yeah, dude, I got fucking all dirt and shit all over my shoes.
Yeah.
Stomping around in this rain and fucking grass and fucking outdoorsy shit during the day. I don't get it. Fuck this daywalker crap.
That's why I wear Vans. They look the same no matter what the fuck you do to them.
Dude, I have one pair of sneakers. I have my Converse, and they're falling apart. You think, like, I'd go and invest in sneakers and shit?
I get one new pair of Vans every year.
I need to go get a pair. I want to actually get a pair of high tops, too. Fucking con high tops.
I have those, too. Tops. Those are quasi-dress shoes for me.
I haven't had high tops in, like, fucking 15 years. So I was interested in getting them. You know. We'll figure it out.
I do. Shoes. I am enjoying watching all our friends walking around back here that are like wasted.
Yeah.
What, like Jay?
Jay is obliterated.
He keeps grabbing people's heads.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Charlie, too.
Yeah.
But Charlie's always drunk.
Yeah.
I saw his friend, this guy in the blue shirt. I saw him fucking walking around. I was like, oh, you lost Charlie, huh? He's like, yeah. He's like, that happens. Don't worry.
He'll turn up.
Who's doing a
classic? Sean.
John.
Sean.
Sean.
Sean John.
What does Sean John do?
Sean's one of our friends with the Halfpenny.
Yeah.
Oh.
You would know this if you guys. If you would know this if you guys came out anymore. Boo this woman. Boo.
You know, sometimes you get old and shit.
I trump all of you. I know I'm old. It's okay.
It's all right. We still love you. Thank you for carrying our shit in today.
Yeah.
See, I can still carry shit. Look at that.
We're wrapping up. We're down to the last 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So. Let's plug shit real quick. ElvisandAlbert.com. You want to do the Facebook one?
Fucking.
The Elvis and Albert Show on Facebook?
Reason enough.
Elvis and Alfred all over the place?
Yes. Instagram, Twitter, it's both Elvis and Alfred.
I'm pretty sure if you Google the Elvis and Alfred Show, it'll just give you all of our shit. So.
At gay porn.
Yeah. Long Island Brew Bus and Reason Enough.
LongIslandBrewBus.com. Deal number 666.
Long Island Brew Crew, Brew Crew Cycles on Long Island. Jay was talking about that before.
We said RevolutionLI.com,
ParamountNY.com,
we got AmityvilleMusicHall.com.
We got Charlie's Band, Reason Enough, go check
Reason
that out.
Reason Enough.
We play them at the top of the show.
They're fucking terrible, don't listen to them.
Ah, shut up.
What else we got?
Next year's BeerFieldsNY.com, check it out.
Next year, is that
Yeah, the next year, probably it's the time in June or July. Or August, who knows? And every year it's going to be somewhere different, but we're always back at the Brookhaven Amphitheater.
Wait a second. We're going to another field.
Yes.
No, we're not. No. We're coming back to Vic Latino Stadium.
Vic Latino Arena.
surprised this was a soccer outfit.
I don't know what that was.
More vuvuzelas. Vuvuzela.
I want to get some of those. Just what? For the hell of it. Just to walk around.
We were at Party City yesterday. They make Extendo ones. Like telescope ones. I know, because this demonstrates very well on a fucking podcast where when I go like this with my fist, but, you know.
He just looks like he's jerking me off.
Yeah.
No, this looks like I'm jerking that, ladies. You off.
Oh, yeah. Feels so good.
You don't actually have to do it. It's a podcast.
Anyway.
All right, well.
We're finishing up the show.
We got to follow Elvis Cage.
Yeah, I did that before when you guys when I was left by myself.
Did you do my Jameson Cures Cancer?
Yep.
And
GMO
Cures Cancer.
Send all your dick pics.
Do you really
to
kill cancer?
No, the whiskey does, though.
All right. Also kills boners.
Speak for yourself.
I will. Whiskey kills boners.
I have a raging hard-on every night drinking whiskey.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to end on, since we've been playing a lot of Scott in the second hour.
Why don't you...
Here's the Toasters with Two-Tone Army. I don't feel like picking another song right now.
Fuck you. Hey, fuck you.
Hey.
That was Two-Tone Army from the Toasters off their album In Retrospect. Here on the Elvis and Albert Show on MoreLikeRadio.com. Every Thursday, 5 to 7, we're on. Maybe a new episode, maybe not. But we try.
We'll see what Alfred does this week, guys. Hopefully he gets up and you can enjoy it.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Time to sign off.
Time to sign off.
All right, bye.